the absence of the permanent delegate or any representative from the Eastern King, can we then take the free state?
Okay. With your permission, sir.
Yes.
Can we, before we take the provinces, with your permission, discuss the mandate of Kaoting, because we as a province had no sight of that mandate until way after our meeting had finished. I just want to know, there was one amendment brought forward which our province didn't have sight for, and only at 1 o'clock yesterday it was emailed to our province. So, with your permission, before we go to all the provinces, can we discuss that one and the legality of that amendment?
No, I don't think there's any crisis. Let's deal with it when we get to Kaoting, and then we are able to deal with it. Please, sir.
Thank you. Chairperson, the Free State mandate is to vote for the adoption of the bill without amendments. That is the signed one that I got.
Okay, Free State, the mandate of course is signed by the Speaker of the Legislature, and they move for the adoption of the amendment. Can you then go to housing?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, if you probably let me present the mandate. Then we will engage on other things if there are any. Chairperson, if the rest is evident, Chairperson, the rest in the mandate is epidemic. It's a right to read item 6 and 7, which would, that is the final mandate. Item 6 says, committee position. The Housing Portfolio Committee supports both the principle and details of the Housing Consumer Protection Measures Amendment Bill, which is Bill B6B of 2007, Section 76. Item 7. Final voting mandate adopted by the committee in terms of Section 65 of the Constitution. The Housing Portfolio Committee recommends that the House confer authority on the Gauteng Provincial Delegate to the National Council of Provinces to vote in favor of the Housing Consumer Protection Measures Amendment B, as I said, within 1 year. Well, I think it's like this. That is the final mandate we have.
No, nothing left.
Chairperson, coming to the document before us, which is indicate Kaoting, and I don't think when it indicates Kaoting, it does actually in contradiction with this, because this is the final mandate which I am given. If there's any other document related to this, it is outside my mandate that I have. I don't even have, this is the first time that I have a title on this document. And therefore, in terms of the rule, this is the final mandate. If there was any addition that if my province wanted to send, if it is my province, they would have done so in the negotiation mandate. And up until then, I haven't received anything telephonically or by my friends that there is a change. And therefore, and I know that change of opinion is not being entertained now. Thank you, sir.
Do you want to comment?
Chair, I'm happy with that explanation that we don't entertain that. That input.
Okay, not as fun. It's just that there's one thing that quite worrying. I don't know why you be smart with it. The manner that you smart with it. But, as a reminder, some of the issues as raised here, and something I don't know why are they coming through in the manner that they are coming through, but most probably, as we finalize the NHGRC might assist us, because last week when we engaged with the bill, part of the issues that are in here were then brought up as matters for consideration by provinces. For instance, what reminds me of that is the question of the role of the youth and women in the league. I think it came out during the under the definition or something of that sort, disadvantaged and so forth. And I did not get a feel of the committee disagreeing with the attitude that came out of that particular presentation. So I will take it that Gauteng presents their mandate as presented, but at the same time we would further engage with other issues before we finalize the bill at the point of conclusion. Is that agreed upon? Okay, no, that's fine. Then Gauteng's mandate is very clear that it has agreed. Oh,
Jefferson, if I may raise one concern issue. I know it will rise up now and again. In our engagements regarding who signs what mandate at what time, in these two mandates, the negotiating mandate and the final mandate, though the bill is underway, we will be passing the bill very soon. I realize I did check with my province with the final mandate that in terms of what the requirement is that the final mandate must be signed by the speaker. It is sensitive that the province are still working in the old way where the final mandate is not signed by anybody, but it says it would be voted in the House in terms of Section 65. Now, I don't know whether it should be we now actually enforce that right away, or we will wait for the bill to be passed in the House and probably try to be very strict. The reason behind it is, the outcome of critics of court, where it was alleged that there were malpractices in those cases of Matatia, and I don't know whether in case of Umtong it would be the same. That there were anomalies which were done, where there was no public hearing, people were not informed. Hence, we laid the emphasis that it must be signed. It is the legislature actually that gives the final mandate, and convey that authority to eminent delegates, to whoever. It is not the chairperson like it is in the past. This is something that I want to raise up so that we look at it. And probably we will have to pronounce ourselves. I know that the bill is, we will be passing very soon.
Do you want to comment?
Yeah, comment, I thought you were going to call Honorable Mzizi into call. Because he's also part of the committee that is dealing with the mandating that he has been. So he must not bring confusion on this comment until the finalized has been.
No, thank you very much. Just that I, because of the recording of for purpose of the anniversary, that I should give it the liberty.
Thank you.
But in actual fact, we take the point that Baron Zizi was informing us of what they are doing in another committee. But for now, we will proceed as expected of us to proceed. Although there's one problem that I pick up, that Baram Zizi served in that committee, and yesterday they were dealing with that deal. But he comes into our committee He reads the mandate, but it's not even done. Not by the chair, not even by the speaker.
That's the problem when you serve on too many committees.
So Gaudeng's mandate was to confess the all the permanent delegates agree to the amendment and vote in favor of them. We do not have the authority as the committee to agree to that for now. Not unless maybe one assumes that there's a page that did not come through, and as a result, then we will wait for that page. Not until that page comes through, it will be then taken. If agreed at the end in the House that your mandate is an authentic mandate from Gauteng in terms of the present mandating process, okay. Can we then go to KwaZulu-Natal?
The Provincial Planning Committee met on Tuesday and agreed to mandate the Provincial Delegation to the National Council of Provinces to support the Housing Consumer Protection Independent Amendment Bill, D6307 version. This delegation is further mandated to consider any additional amendments, providing that the amendments do not alter the essential elements of the bill, and the consensus is reached on the proposed amendment by the continental delegation.
That's the question I have. Any matter? Or should we proceed then? Mpumalanga.
I'm looking at it.
Oh, okay. Limpopo.
Stephenson, thank you. Can I request that you go to Mpumalanga because I still have to put myself out?
Limpopo is confused. Limpopo is confused.
Chaperson, it's not that I'm confused. It's only that I just got the documents now. That's the reason I'm late. So I don't have to listen to the Western Cape.
Okay.
Okay.
Chairperson, thank you, yes. The Honourable Matanyana caused me to swallow half a croissant without chewing it, because I thought it was her time to talk. See, I have a mandate. We seem to catch up fast in my province. I can read it to you. The Portfolio Committee on Local Government and Housing deliberated on the Housing Consumer Protection Measures Bill for 6B207, the bill. After deliberation, the committee supported the bill as amended. The permanent delegate representing the province of Mpumalanga in the National Council of Provinces is hereby conferred with authority and mandated to vote in favor of the bill. Now, in the document, supporting documentation, it says that I'm mandated to support the bill as amended. But you will see that they did have extensive inputs from the public hearings, and quite a number of items came out of it which I don't think it's necessary to now delay the time of the meeting. But suffice to say that in item 5, the Portfolio Committee recommends that the permanent delegate representing the province of Mpumalanga should be confirmed with the authority to vote in favor of the bill, taking into account the inputs of the public as captured above. What the mandate says, mandated to vote in favor of the bill. I don't know how we can, other than to have formal recommendations to change the bill. how we can take the public comments into consideration. You have the document in front of you. If the committee would like me to, I'll go through the items. I think most of them are a little bit academic. But I rely on your guidance in that regard. Now, well, I also had wrong documents initially. I had 3 pages, but now I've got the right ones.
Because of we are not sure whether if we are reading from the same authority.
No, you aren't. You're
and
reading from...
And taking into account that we have the final mandate page that is in time by the speaker, that we consider that. Is this another?
There's a page missing in the one you've got. No, it has nothing to do with the consultant. It's the secretariat.
Okay. If then that is the case, I would assume that the
Maybe I should read the inputs from the hearing and then we can make an informed decision.
Yes, Mr. Lynn. Yes, Mr. Lynn, I wonder why are we trying to go behind the mountains and to get something from far? Because it's straightforward on the very first page where the speaker has signed. The feminine delegate representing the province of Mpumalanga in the National Council of Provinces. The NCOP is hereby conferred with authority and mandated to vote in favor of the bill. Well, what are we looking for then? Because I think that's a fact.
Yeah. Chair, with all due respect, I think it would be dishonorable for me not to refer to the attached pages that were also sent to this to the NCOP and signed by Honourable N.J. Masangwe, the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee and in Mpumalanga. So I put it to the committee. I don't think we need to have a bun fight about it.
Okay. Can we deal with this in the following way? We take note of the other additional or the other additional information as given by the prop. But at the end, what then guides
is the main
what the mandate says. Mm-hmm. And on the basis of that, therefore, mm-hmm. agree that this is the mandate, and we want the problem. Of course, take into account the other issues.
Sure, I can go along with that because this is a mandate signed by the Speaker on behalf of the legislature. But can I then ask that the NHBRC, as a matter of courtesy, reply to me directly in regard to those items raised, because this document says that I'm implored to take them into account. But if I could just get feedback on the items raised by the public hearing to me personally, over and above the mandate, so that when I'm in the province again, I can answer some of those questions.
Are these points of order?
Yes. Chairperson, I don't think that is correct, because my understanding of the second, this document is informing this document. The mandate is derived from this document, which is the committee's recommendation. So there's nothing to report on this one. We'll be setting a precedent here to start responding to these things.
Let me take one more.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I thought you gave a ruling. Your ruling was, we note this.
Mm. I think that is where you should be. Yes.
Now, for the gentleman to ask for a reply from the NHRBC, it's not correct, really. I think it has passed the stage. This is the final mandate. This should have been done at the initial stage of the first mandate. You had an opportunity then one missed that opportunity is we have now come to the final stages. I think the Reverend is very right, really. What they are now doing is they are going backwards. So in effect, mean that you have gone through the whole process again. And I think the issue about you having to raise an issue of yours would be a precedent. And if it's a precedent, then this committee of yours will never be able to function thereafter. So I think for that reason, I'm going to go back to what the chair had made mention. This has to be noted and let it go.
Yeah, chair, we can't entertain the submission at all because, to my mind, if I recall it, Pumalanga were not prepared last week and is no part of the permanent delegate. Stated it that it wasn't brought forward. So I think we should just disregard this week's submission of the
sure.
Thank you, sir. I was going to plead to the chairman to disallow what is being requested here.
Maybe I must. I think you're raising a very important point, and with due respect to all of us, last week we were very sympathetic to the experience of the permanent delegate of Mpumalanga. Maybe that's why I should have started. I take responsibility for that as well. Because we agreed last week in a meeting that I would then respond to what the speaker requested at the time. And maybe that is a way of putting a belated one. I did take up the matter with the presiding officer, the Honorable M.J. Kassam, who then subsequently responded in person as the presiding officer of the institution to the Mpumalanga speaker. So, relax, anyone. It has been taken into account those issues as raised last week. So they are also of the understanding. In actual fact, it was made very clear that if they don't submit anything, we are proceeding. We would not wait for them. So I just thought that it must be important. Okay, thank you very much. We are done, therefore, with Umara. Northern Cape. I want to take the approach of dealing with the last item or the last paragraph. That in terms of section 65 of the Constitution, the Committee on Housing and Local Government recommend that the House Control Authority on means to vote in support of the Housing Control Protection Act. On means. Because I can see permanent delegates are quite shy to say, I have been mandated to vote in favor of this amendment. Okay, do you have something to say?
Just on a point of order, that in terms of the Constitution says that the Premier is the head of the delegation. And the final voting mandate of the Northern Cape says that the House confer authority on the head of its delegation to the NCOP. Now, I think that this issue is, I think there is, as well as we have a spread Macar, but the Premier is the head to vote for the delegation.
Point of order,
the NCOP.
Point of order.
No. You are, okay, let me give Vasile an opportunity.
The Constitution does have full stop, but it also has commas. And the Constitution also says in the absence of the Premier, another delegated member will be the head of the delegation.
Then there is the provincial group.
The Premier delegated me.
Well, we need it in writing.
Okay. That is fine then. That's the Northern Cape. Anything on the Northern Cape? Nothing. Northwest.
I will just read something explanatory notes, you know, which complicates me as well. The Housing Consumer Protection Measures Amendment Bill and the National Housing Rental Bill 207, the committee has tried on several occasions to secure a date to be briefed by an NCOP delegate for the Housing Consumer Protection Measures Amendment Bill and the National Housing Rental Amendment Bill 207. We were informed that the relevant member is abroad and not available to brief the committee. The committee was finally briefed on the 28th August 2007 by officials of the National Department of Housing, and no NCOP delegate was present. They are very much worried if I'm not there, you know.
You are misleading me.
The committee to perform oversight, which was planned weeks in advance, we left immediately after the briefing on Monday 28th to Merafu Municipality and returned on Tuesday the 30th. Chair, since the two said bills were Section 26 bills and necessitated public hearing, and due to the deadline of Monday, it was not practically possible to host this hearing. Bearing the above mentioned fact in mind, we were unable to meet the 5th September 2007 deadline for negotiating mandate, which means the Northwest could not feature during the negotiating mandate. Conclusion. The committee has resolved that we will not be submitting mandate for the above mentioned bill, which means they give in that the proceedings to take its course. Thank you, Chair.
Can I make a comment?
No.
Yes, sir. I'm just very surprised, you know, the Reverend, the Honourable Reverend, my dearly beloved colleague over there, he's a man of the cloth. And he should know that in the book he studies daily, it says that let those who have no sins cast the first stone. I'm surprised that he has such a hard voice on my request
Chairperson, and I think that is on the letter, if we can just inquire by the secretary. It also says that you need to be watchful and careful before you talk. It's coming before Christmas.
Yeah, this is not right now.
It's coming before Christmas.
I'm totally still confused.
He had no clue of that the speaker is supposed to send the money. But I had the one that was signed by the chairperson. Maybe if someone here, I will find it.
still doesn't make any difference.
Jefferson, yeah, it does. Because the speaker has said to the members of the legislature that all mandates need to be signed by him. Now, apparently, Mr. Daza is not a member of the legislature. Of the legislature, it's an official. And it was the chairperson's duty to inform Mr. Daza about the instructions of the speaker. Because when I checked with Mr. Daza yesterday to ask him about the mandate, because I haven't received my copy yet, they had a meeting yesterday. He said, no, we'll take it up with the chairperson. So maybe the chairperson has overruled him of the committee. I don't know. I was not there. But apparently this morning he said to me that he has sent through a time to the committee. So I would just like the Honorable Watson to retract his words.
What words?
Otherwise,
what words?
He will appear.
What words? I'll do that with pleasure. What words?
No. In actual fact, I was going to ask if Honorable Watson has got something to say. Because here's the final mandate of the Western Cape. But it's signed by the Senate. The letter is huge, and the Western Cape is just a
I think it's a spook of blood.
I think that the fax machines at committee section might be huge, because the letterhead was sent through properly. The argument of the speaker and of the chairperson is that the mandating procedures bill or act bill is not being finalized by the NCOP. So until that bill has been finalized, which then puts the responsibility on the speaker to sign the mandate, then they will comply with that. And until that time, they will comply on the way that it has been done before.
Okay. we need to bring that to the attention of our provinces. That in as far as the present status quo is, this is the procedure that we need to follow up until this thing has been clarified. And the question is not about delegation, it's about how do you define the legislature. Is it the powers given to the Speaker by the Constitution, or is it the legislature, the House, that has got a full sitting and so forth? So we shouldn't allow some of these things also to create unnecessary confusions and so forth. And I'm raising this precise once more, honorable members and comrades. This thing nearly embarrassed, this situation, it nearly embarrassed this committee in one of the, I can't remember the debate, the amendment bill that we're dealing with, where we only got the final mandate of a province that allowed us to pass the bill. When dinner is already started, I can't remember which province it is, but even if I could remember, I would not embarrass that province. But it creates a serious problem to us, because the procedural officers were in a fix whether it's the statement called off or should we proceed with the bill. The final mandate had to be rushed in to say, here is the final mandate from the province and we could proceed. And I would suggest that we should avoid that kind of embarrassment coming in. It's not a Western Cape thing. It's a generic statement that I'm making for all of us to take responsibility. Yes.
Chairperson, yeah, I think the mandate procedures bill is the service procedure bill. The provinces have been briefed on the bill and the way forward and that. And I think out of that, because when I approached the speaker and the chairperson, but just said to me, look, until such time the speaker said he has given authority to all committee chairpersons to sign. So, I mean, I can only come here and report what I have. Thanks. If you will allow me, I know you've got the signed copy there, but if I can just say, report of the Standing Committee on Governance of the Housing Consumers Protection Measures Amendment Bill, B6B 2007, dated 11 September 2007, as follows. The Standing Committee on Governance, having considered the subject of the Housing Consumers Protection Measures Amendment Bill, referred to the Provincial Parliament in terms of the rules of the National Council of Provinces, begs to report that it confers on the Western Cape delegation in the NCOP the authority to support the bill without amendment.
That's the Western Cape. Let's go back to the book.
What one is doing there? Not reading it. So confused.
We all have copies of the book.
No, nothing.
Chairperson, I don't think members have copies, because when I went out, I was going to collect this.
Okay, can you then read it?
Please be informed that the Limpopo Legislature has at its sitting held at the Lebowakgomo Legislative Chamber on Tuesday, the 11th September, adopted the report of the Portfolio Committee on Local Government and Housing on Housing Consumers Protection Measures Amendment Bill 2007. The Honorable House further conferred a mandate on its NCOP permanent delegates to vote in favor of the bill. Thank you.
Chairperson, I heard something in the Lebowakgomo. I could not believe my ears. 14 years down the road. Lebowakgomo, it's interesting to replace this in one's mind. I'm just saying this, you know, I don't know. I'm hearing it for the first time. We have so many Mondays. I never hear it in Lebowakgomo.
I don't think it's right to go there, because that's exactly where the legislature is situated. does the area. It may have its own history, but it doesn't mean that the legislature is not able to function in that area, just like the Northwest when it's sitting where it is sitting. Thank you.
In fact, Chairperson, through you, I'm not disputing where it is sitting, but the name, because I think so many names have changed. And that's why what surprises me, if it was coming forward every negotiating mandate, where we hear the warfare, then I wouldn't have any problem. But that's why I'm saying 14 years down the line, the war commission making a
change.
I must just bring you to the attention of members that there are two signed documents. I thought that the honourable member would raise them, because the copies that I have before me are two different things. One is signed by the Speaker of the Limpopo Legislature, but it confers a final mandate to its NCOP permanent delegate to vote in favor of the bill. Yeah. But the interesting part here is that the bill that they are conferring, they write it as housing, the portfolio committee on local government and housing, on mandating procedures of provinces bill. Now this one, the one that deals with the housing protection, is signed by the Honorable Jim Mole, but the correct one that deals with the bill that is before us, is signed by the chairperson.
She's got a signed one from the speaker.
People
are still confused. That's a long document. The one you have is correct.
Yeah.
That one you've got is correct. It says housing.
The honourable members, I would like to say that there has been a confusion. They've sent a lot of documents, and due to the fact that this committee was sitting, I could not properly solve the documents properly. So that's why the chairperson is having a lot of documents, and I'm having the correct one. This is the correct one.
It's
all the same, buddy.
The
flicker.
Yes.
Okay,
now take this
away from me.
This is the correct one.
Yeah, it's got the right bill on it, too.
Oh, this one?
Yeah. And it refers to the report of the portfolio committee that is signed by the chairman.
No, that's fine. Because I was also now confused.
No one's Chairperson.
Can I propose that you raise the mandate on behalf of the Eastern Cape, because it's there and it's signed by the Secretary, so that it should go on.
Yeah.
I will just read the resolution of the SNK for requesting purpose. That the committee resolves that the following mandate be conferred to vote for the adoption of the bill, that the permanent delegate of the SNK provincial legislature representing the province of the SNK at the meeting of the final mandate and vote for the adoption of the bill. That is the Eastern Cape. Therefore, honorable members, we've got seven provinces that are voting in favor of the bill, including, on July 7.5, Gauteng. That vote in favor of the bill. I don't know if maybe before we go to the motions itself, whether if the department or NHPRC would want to say something in relation to proceed.
Chair, thank you very much. There isn't much that NHPRC would like to say, except that we were not quite sure on how some of the issues raised will be addressed in the final bill, because we're quite interested in a number of comments that came from the federal government. Thank you.
Honorable members, in the light of that, I would therefore wish to read the motion of the desirability on the Housing Consumers Protection Measures Amendment Bill B6C 2007. That in the opinion of the committee, legislation is desirable to amend the Housing Consumers Protection Measures Act, which is the principal act of 1998. So as to amend certain definitions and define certain words or expressions, to clarify the scope application of the said Act, to make provision for late enrollment and non-declared late enrollment, to enable owner builders to apply for exemption, to extend claims to include domestic, to make further provision for the use of money in the funds contemplated in the said Act, to extend the offences created under the said Act, and to amend provisions pertaining to the granting of exemption and to the lodging of appeal, and to provide for matters connected therewith, and that the bill of interest to the committee be taken as a basis. Is there any mover for the motion? But the Lunatan for the is there any seconder? Mpopo, Christine, there would be some serious amendments. we have the process as I hope. Is a report now that the Select Committee on Public Services on Housing Consumer Protection, or the committee report on the Housing Consumer Protection Amendment Bill, now it's called B6B of 2007, and brought to us, dated 21 June 2007. The Select Committee on Public Services then considered the subject of the Housing Consumer Protection Measures Amendment Bill, as title referred to it, report the bill without amendment. A report considered by the committee. So we have it. Any other matter? Nothing. We both got a report.
Yes.
Okay. We are at it. Limpopo has moved and Western Cape. Or Northwestern Cape. Or Northwestern
Cape.
Northwestern.
But Northwest is not that.
Let's go up on the
field. Okay, KwaZulu-Natal.
I think we will support the report as long as it's going to reflect that Gauteng supports the bill, but we didn't get a signed mandate from Gauteng. And then also that Northwest is not given mandate based on the report that they didn't have, or they didn't go through the proper channels of public hearing and all that.
So then, if agreed in the absence of any other matter, I would therefore attend the meeting. That's a request from
what about Sunday?
Okay, members are requested.